because nobody else is going to say this, not from here. But it has been said many other places by many other people, but I have not found one from in the section who have truly tried to explain these things. I have seen many anthropologists who came and think they have grasped and grabbed the understanding of our ancestors the way they were. What is truly his their spiritual belief and practice, that's a part they never understand, that's the part they could not understand, and that's the part they didn't want to understand. But they made a mistake. Our ancestors' physical makeup is 50%, and the next 50% is a spiritual belief. That's what gives them strength. That's what gives them to be independent. And that's what makes them to continue to want to be independent. That's why they need an area where they can practice their spiritual practice alone, away from anyone. And they needed that area, what they call hunting ground or territory, where they can roam and practice of this spiritual belief around that ground. And the ground is very secret to them. That is why they say the ground is secret. Because there's places, particular places where they go by themselves alone, more like to do fasting or to commune with their spiritual belief. There is a place they used to go whereas nobody else walk on. They go there and practice their rituals. And all the land that is expanded here in the James Bay Lowland, there is no place that our ancestors have not used it as their temple, I mean the church or whatever, a place where to pray, a place to commune with God. So this is what a Christian missionaries did not understand. And so is today. The politics, the major society doesn't understand that. And they don't understand why the native Indian has to have so much land. They don't understand that. Now, I do not wish to venture out of my topics, but it has to be expressed that way. Because if I don't, I will be limited. Nothing can make any sense if I don't do that. So, at least if I just come back to the same track, this will be very valuable information for someone who wants to understand. There are many other ways that I could express this topic to make more, to simplify the way a person can understand. I could use scenarios, I could use the actual events so the person can understand what I am talking about. I am going to expand a little bit more about having the meaning of the secret ground. The secret ground, it means when the native people go out into the bush, such individual or practice the spiritual part of his culture, usually have his own place where he go and stay there by himself and commune whichever spirit he is contacting. And that place is a secret for him. And usually trying to find that place where there's nobody else travels or even no one ever come just recently. The place has to be isolated. The place has to be clean, or the place became a sanctuary for his purpose to contact his spiritual world. And that is what they call to contact his spirit or to commune with nature. These things explain these things. So that is why most other tribes, which I have read about their beliefs and practices, and also some movies that has been exaggeratingly shown in the movies about the secret ground, secret ground of the barrier ground and all those stuff, these things are never fully explained why.